Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, so we're talking about 90s nostalgia. Of course, freelance journalist Chrissy Russell is with me here on the line today. Chrissy, I don't know about you, but my social media has been flooded of late with 90s nostalgia. Why is that? You can hear me okay, Chrissy, you can.
I can, yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me okay?
I can indeed. So why is the 90s nostalgia making a comeback?
Well, first off, the 90s was awesome. It has to make a comeback. Everyone needs to give it the love that it deserves, you know, in terms of music, in terms of clothing. I still feel very strongly that that was our pinnacle. But I think there's a few different reasons why now it's having such a moment. I think, you know, there's always been that thing of cyclical cultural interest, because funny enough, when I was thinking about this, I remember back in the 90s, I was busy going to ABBA tribute band concerts and wearing my dad's brown velvet suit that he wore to his wedding. So there obviously is always that interest, I think, in looking back on the previous generation. But I think as well, it was a real end of an era moment as well. You know, as much as there's a lot to be said about the technology we have now and the fact that everything's always available, we can reach anyone anytime, there's, you know, 24 news cycle, there's a lot to be said, I think, about the lack of technology that there was in the 90s, you know,
pre-mobile phones.
Yeah.
It
was simpler, wasn't it? And I think in all the overwhelm at the moment, particularly with so much bad news, you know, there's almost a hankering for a time where you just weren't touched by that so much.
Saoirse Hanley, journalist of The Independent, is with us here on the line, Chrissy, as well. It's the younger generation, too, though, that's looking back on the 90s, Saoirse.
Definitely, which is quite funny because all we, those of my age, did at that point was like pee and sleep and drink, which I guess you don't really do again until college. But like, I think for me, a lot of the times when people my age, 30, so I'm nearly 30, and anyone my age looking back and thinking about the 90s, yes, okay, we were infant children, but I think there's a sense that like we kind of started to grow up and come of age, as Chrissy is saying, in like the end of something. You know, it was kind of the last moment before things exploded in another way. Like, you obviously have everything, like technology is obviously a massive one, that connectivity, like I think even things like style cycles, they move so much faster now. Like, I don't know if you can really define like what style of the 2010s is, 2020s really, because there's so many micro trends every single week.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
No real, it's not really a defining moment in the way that I think the 90s is kind of, and certainly to extent the early 2000s too. Like, I think, you know, Y2K is very much having a moment as well. I think that kind of bridging era for young people, I think for those who are my age, there's almost a sense of like kind of wanting to be part of the club. Like, it's kind of like, you know, we can also remember what, like, you know, we had VHSs and tape cassettes and Discmans, and like, you know, I remember when all of our phones didn't look like they do now, getting a phone was a massive deal when you were a bit older. Like, I think things were very different for us than they are for swathes of young people now, and I do think that it's because there's just a sense that that was maybe like the very definitive end of one big era that kind of then ushered in a new one.
What is it that you like about the 90s? Because my abiding memories, fashion-wise, has to be the kind of the, was it the sus sort of? They were neither like flare jeans or leggings and the tearaway tracksuit bottoms. That's all I think of.
I really wanted tearaway tracksuit bottoms.
They were desperate, Saoirse. Like, why on earth would you want them?
Oh, but listen, in a climate like ours, you never know whether you're going to need full coverage or half coverage on the leg, right? But I think, like, definitely, like, the hair, I remember, especially when one of those seasons of Derry Girls that came out, and everyone was looking at, like, the way they all had their hair and stuff, or, like, do you know, a lot. I think, honestly, and it's easy to say this because I think a lot of us have digital fatigue anyway, but just, like, the simplicity of, like, the computer being in a room that you had to go to visit.
Dial up.
You know, like, even then, like, we didn't have a computer in my family house for years and years, and, like, having to actually call a friend and hope that they're, you know, you'd have to have that really awkward conversation with their dad on the phone being like, oh, is Sinead in? Like, please can I talk to her? Or, like, even just, I remember having really fond memories of, like, being up and plaguing my parents on a weekend morning because they had the paper, and I was like, can we see what's on in the cinema? Like, can we please go to the cinema in the next turn over and go watch the film? And to do that, you had to find out what was playing, like, on the paper. I just think the simplicity of that, or even, like, I mean, I think it's a big reason that, like, you know, people are really into vinyl and going back to physical media. I think it's because it was a lot more intentional. I know, like, you know, when I had a Discman and I had like probably five CDs to my name, and I remember it was like Britney Spears and like Kylie Minogue, and you had to, you were explicitly choosing that album to listen to. There's no such thing as like sticking a playlist on or like, you know, going on shuffle. It was like, I'm going to listen to this one artist and this one album. And I think vinyl, certainly in my house, is like that now.
It's, yeah, lies for that. Specific. What's your favourite 90s memories, Chrissy?
Oh gosh, so many. But funny, one of the points I meant to come back to there on terms of when you were asking why you think it's come back as well, I think it's so much more accessible now actually to be nostalgic, because as much as we give out about, you know, online and the availability of technology, it has also made it really easy to reconnect with the past, because, I mean, there's so much content online that brings up old shows. Like, I love accounts that are, you know, people recreating Titanic on their own, or, you know, teaching you how to do the dance moves to New Kids on the Block and things like that. Or, like, it's become a real thing for me now on, oh, this sounds really sad, but on Friday nights, to watch like vintage Top of the Pops on like a WhatsApp group my school friends, where we're just like, oh god, that was brilliant, like the music was amazing. But, you know, there's that availability. And even in terms of artists who are, you know, touring, I mean, like last year, two of the best gigs I've ever been to were Alanis Morissette and Oasis, where it was just a big like 90s sing-along, and it was glorious. Like, it was just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, lots of people getting in touch about their favourite 90s memories today. How has nobody mentioned the Game Boy yet? Surely that was the iPhone of 1990. Yeah, again, the fashion, the kind of, the, was it the SUST, the big high-rise, sort of the high-lifted runners, platform-style runners? Yeah, I wasn't a fan of those. I do remember them, all right. Chrissy Russell, Saoirse Hanley, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.